Hey guys, hi. So this episode is more of after dark, midnight kind of podcast. So I recommend that you listen to this podcast at night, midnight, or very early in the morning, like around 4 a.m. 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. I am currently recording this podcast as at 12:01 a.m. midnight. Yeah, 12 midnight. And it's not like I can't sleep or I don't want to sleep, but I had to stay awake to work. So there's no light. I'm passionately waiting for Dinepa, like we call them. In case you're listening from another country, Nepa is the name of the electricity provider in Nigeria. They've actually changed their name based on different states where they operate. In Lagos, they call them, I think they call them Eco Electricity Distribution Company. But yeah, let's just use Nepa. There's no light, and I can't turn on the generator. It's already late. I mean, people are sleeping. Yeah, so I just wanted to say some things, and it's that, have you ever been made to feel like you're good, but then you're bad? So, in the sense, what I'm trying to say is that people say, oh, I like you, but I like you, but. And then you realize that when they use that but, they're actually referring to the reason why they like you. So, for example, somebody says, I like you because you're daring. I like you because you're expressive. I like you because you're brave. But I don't like the fact that you say things the way you feel. Right? I'm sure you're also like, come on, what do you get? Or somebody comes and says, I like the fact that you're cool, you know, you're gentle, you don't look for people's trouble, you just like going on your own. But please ignore the dog. Like I was saying, and then they say, but you have to cool for me, like you just let people do things to you and then they get away with it, right? So it's somehow, because I'm this kind of person that I'm expressive, yeah. I would even say I'm not as expressive as I used to be, because I've had to, what's the word? I've had to, you know, bend myself to fit into people's lives, bend myself to fit into a particular place, bend myself to, you know, just accommodate people. More like what people call compromise, you get? So I've had to compromise a lot of things just to put up with people. I'm not perfect. I have my inadequacies. I can be very emotional. I'm a very emotional person. I'm quite sensitive. Nothing passes me by. If we were laughing 2 minutes ago and then the next minute you're giving me face, I start thinking about 1,001 things that could make you frown your face. I overthink. So I'm emotional, I'm sensitive, I overthink. So those three things are like, for me, my, what's it called? I don't really call them weaknesses. I will call them things that I feel like are too much, they're excess, and I need to balance them. So things get to me, words get to me. So if I'm this kind of person that I always feel like I can tell you anything, being expressive as I am, and then you start using that particular character against me. The fact that I'm expressive, I start holding things back from you. If, because of the fact that I'm emotional, I open up to you about a lot of things, and then you start taking advantage of that, I let you see the other side of me. Even though that's not who I am. And I just want to say that I think one lesson that I've learned so far in all of this, trust me, I don't regret being an overthinker. I don't regret being an emotional person. Neither do I regret being a sensitive person. Those three attributes have actually contributed to who I am today. That's why it's hard for you to see me hurt someone. That's why it's easy for me to apologize. That's why it's easy for me to cry when somebody touches a part of me that, you know, really strikes something in me. That's why I'm so quick to help people. That's why I'm so quick to listen to people. That's why I'm so quick to, you know, pay attention to the tiniest of details. Except, of course, when I'm really pressured or I'm not feeling too good. Or I'm not just in a good mood. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is that these three things are actually what has brought me this far and has made me who I am today. So I just want to say that as an individual, we have weaknesses and we have strength. And these are what makes us human. The Bible says that the only perfect person is God. Even Jesus himself said it, that he's not perfect. That the only person that is perfect is God the Father. And I see myself as someone who has grown over the years. Interacting with people that have known me for years, they've made me know, they've made me realize that I have actually changed. And I have developed and I have become someone that they never even thought could, you know, change. And all these things were based on feedback. Most people actually think I don't take feedback or critic. They think I detest being corrected. They think I detest being told what to do. What they don't realize is when you correct me on something, and I feel like that thing is something that I should have paid attention to, something that I shouldn't have allowed to happen, I'll feel bad. Not feel bad because you're correcting me, but I feel bad because I made such a stupid mistake. For example, maybe I'm supposed to write 8 in a place and then I wrote maybe 2. And then you tell me, why would you write 2? This is something as simple as putting 8 here. Why would you put 2? I would be so angry. Not because you probably talked to me or something. I'll be angry that, oh lady, how could you? How could you have missed this? This thing is so simple. But people misunderstand me being angry with myself. They mistake it with me being angry that they corrected me. That's one thing that people misunderstand about me. 2, criticism. When you criticize me, I might act like, what? Leave me alone. That's who I am and all that. But deep inside, I am thinking about what you have said. And I am working towards it. And I'm working towards changing whatever thing that you're trying to correct me on. 3, people think that I'm rude. I'm proud. Trust me. 90% of the people that have met me in my lifetime, they think I'm rude and proud. From my primary school to secondary school to university to roommates to colleagues, name it. People think I'm proud and rude. But I'm not going to say I'm not rude or proud. I'm just going to say that people need to learn to distinguish between someone that is rude and proud and someone that sees things as it is. My parents and I had that issue when I was growing up. I'm this kind of person that I'll tell my parents if I see something that they are doing that is not right, that is affecting us, especially my dad, I would say, "Dad, this thing you're doing is wrong. This is not right." My father had a big problem with that. He had issues with it. He didn't like being told what to do. If it was coming from my mom, maybe he wouldn't take it so bad. But the fact that it was coming from his children, he never liked it. So that used to cause a lot of, you know, quanta. Let me use the word, between me and my dad. And for some time, we were not best of friends. Even though people say we look alike in some kind of way. You get. And it's just because I'm this kind of person that, whether you're older than I am, or you're my age mate, or you're younger, if I feel like there's something you're doing that is detrimental or that is affecting other people, I try to point it out. I don't know how to look away. Let me just use that word. Or moya look away. Olaide doesn't do moya look away. I'm sorry. The only thing that will make me look away is if I've talked to you over time and you've decided not to change, I give up. Or if I feel like talking to you is a waste of time. Do you get? Or if I feel like, you know what, I'm beginning to look like a witch, so I'm gonna stop. And that's when I have finally given up on the person. If I haven't given up on you, I'll keep talking about it. I'll keep saying things. So that's, I've realized that most people don't like that, especially people that are older than you. They don't like you telling them, "Hey, you did this or you did that or that." They do not like it. They just feel like, I'm older than this person. Why should this person be telling me this? Or maybe they are higher than you in terms of rank. They are like, "No, now I'm higher than you. You're not supposed to be talking to me like this." And then they don't want to hear. Trust me. What I do is, people like that, I don't really talk again. Whenever they say things, I just say, "Okay, all right, no problem. No, voila. Let's do it your way. Whatever you want to do, we'll do." And I find it hard to correct them. I find it hard to, you know, say things. Whatever they do, whatever decision they make, I just let it slide. I know some people will say, "Well, at least maybe I should have looked for another way to say." Trust me, there's some people that no matter how you say it, it will still not, you know, be good enough. As long as they see you as that small girl, you understand? Fine, I know there are times that we correct people in the most not so pleasant way. What am I trying to say? We correct people and we don't put their emotions into consideration. We don't think about them. We don't put them in our shoes and all that. I understand. But trust me, even when you put them in your shoes, when you can relate with their emotions, and you try to do everything possible, they still will not take it because it's coming from you. People just want people. There are just some people that they just don't want to take correction or what's it called from you. They just don't want to. So this is me saying that whatever weakness you have that you think is hurting someone else or people are not comfortable with it, try to work on it. During this period of 2 weeks, I've decided that I'm going to work on myself as a person. That's why most times I just take like a day off social media, 2 days off, you understand? Just to do a self-reflection, just to, you know, more of self-reflection. This period of lockdown, of staying indoors, a lot of people are going to come out becoming really good at crafts and, you know, a lot of things. But if there's any plan that I think most of us should be working towards, is how to treat people. How to be more emotionally intelligent. How to be able to communicate without being told to
or without being told how to be able to put other people into consideration. A lot of things are happening in the world, and we see people giving relief items, donating money and all that to people out there. Most of these people don't even have much, but they are doing the best that they can. At this point, if you can't give relief materials, if you can't give money, if you can't donate money, please donate your kindness, donate your emotional intelligence. People really need to be understood, not judged. People need to be heard, not shouted at. People need to be considered, not forsaken. People need to be able to express themselves whenever they are around you. The moment people become afraid or scared of expressing themselves around you just because of what you might think or how you might take it, there is a problem. And it's a big one. You might not feel it, you might not quickly notice it, but it's a big problem. When people fear you but don't respect you, that's another problem. When people ignore you because they know that you're just good at ranting or just shouting, that's a problem. Although, if you're an expressive person, please keep being expressive. Just please add emotional intelligence to your expressiveness. To your expressions, sorry. I think expressiveness is correct. Anyway, whatever. You guys get the gist. If you're a brave person and you always go for what you want, please go for what you want. I've found myself being the one asking guys out for as long as I can remember. And I think guys don't really like that. I don't know why. I don't know. Somebody already told me why, but that's another discussion for another day. And it's because I'm an expressive person. If I like you, I will go ahead and tell you, hey guy, I like you so much. I really do like you. That's me. If I don't like you, I won't tell you, because that's maybe an emotional intelligence. I won't say that outrightly that I don't like you. I'll just look for ways and signs to just, you know, let you know that, okay, you know what, I don't really feel you. But if I like you, if I'm really into you, I give it a go. If you don't feel the same way, cool, it's not the end of the world. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that there are levels to maturity, trust me. And one of the ways of judging maturity is how we communicate our weaknesses, our strengths, our time, how we communicate how we communicate a lot of things, our emotions, our likes, our dislikes, how we treat other people. How we treat other people is a form of communication. When you treat people in some kind of way, you're communicating to them that, oh, this is who I am. Even if that's not who you are, they already have that image painted in their head that that is who you are, because you've already painted yourself that way to them because of the way you treat them. So, on this note, this is me saying that for us, for those, some of us in Lagos, Ogun and Abuja, I don't know about other people, we still have 2 more weeks. I don't know why there's 2 more weeks. Maybe there's something God is trying to teach us. Maybe there's something God wants some of us to have learned that we have not learned, and He wants us to learn. Trust me, as at 3 days ago, I had a plan to do something. as of this morning, that plan has changed. Why? Because of the extra 14 days. So you do not know why God is allowing this extra 14 days. There is something He's trying to teach us. And trust me, I just want to say that it's good to read books about emotional intelligence, about communication. It's great. But trust me, the best person to teach you how to live is God. The best person to teach you how to respond to criticism is Jesus Christ. The best person to teach you how to persevere is Paul. The best person to teach you that even in the face of persecution, you can win, Jesus and the apostles. The best person to teach you expressiveness, how to stand your ground, is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the perfect example of a lot of things. It's good to read books on communications, like I said. It's good to read books on emotional intelligence. But please try to pick the Bible and try to learn. Start from the Old Testament. How did Abraham respond to what's the name of this king taking his wife? You know, a lot of things to learn. How did Paul respond to persecution? A lot. We have a lot to learn. And for me, I always say one of the reasons I'm still alive and I'm going through whatever I'm going through is because God wants to teach me something. And until you learn that thing, you might not grow. Just like if you're in school and you're supposed to have learned something and you don't learn it and you repeat that class, it's because there is something you're supposed to have learned and you didn't learn it. So you go back to learn. So for these 14 days, there's something God wants some of us to go back to learn. Maybe we already learned it and we forgot. He wants us to go back and relearn. Let's not miss the opportunity. So this is your favorite girl. No, I don't want to use favorite girl, it's too cliche. This is your lovely teacher. Shenanigans. Yeah, this one is a bit serious because it's actually a very serious matter. Don't worry, there'll be one for Gist coming very soon. So please listen, please share, please don't forget. This is a time to build yourself as a person. And remember, I love you. God loves you. Take care. Have a wonderful. I don't know. Just be good. Bye.